Adventure, fun, and fantasy are waiting on the shelf. A story's so much better with a friend than by yourself. The cover picture is a doorway to another land. So gather round and let the story take us by the hand.
We're telling tales with friends, and we've got plans for you. Gaga's playing Goldilocks, this bear is peekaboo. Here's Tilly, Larry, and our Harry, great to have you all. Stories are for everyone, the young, old, big, and small.
Tales and Friends. Beauty and the Beast. The Prince and Beast is played by Peekaboo. Beauty is played by Giggs. The Forest Fairy is played by Tilly. The servants are played by the Color Crew. Once upon a time, there was a prince who wasn't nice. He was rude to everyone. He wasn't nice to people, his puppy, and even his pet parrot. One day, when he was riding his horse, he came upon an old lady with a broken cart. The wheel had fallen off, and she needed help fixing it.
"Would you be kind enough to help me with my wagon?" the old lady asked.
"I don't have time for your broken wheel," the prince said.
"But how will I bring this food to the needy children?" she cried.
"I don't have time for needy children either," the prince shouted.
Just then, the old lady got mad. She took out her wand and held it in the air.
"I am a forest fairy," she roared. "And because you are so mean, I will teach you a lesson and turn you into a wild beast."
She pointed the wand at the prince and, in a flash, transformed him into a big, hairy beast.
"I will release this spell if you can be nice to someone," the fairy said before flying off.
The prince, who was a beast now, ran back to his castle to find it was enchanted as well. And his servants had also been put under the spell. His butler became an old clock. His cook was now a pot. And his maid was a feather duster. Now, the beast became even meaner than before. But his servants, who knew that only if the prince becomes nice, they could reverse the spell, tried to help him anyway. One day, there was a knock at the door. It was a beautiful, poor girl named Beauty. She was asking for a job as a maid.
"Go away,"
the beast roared and hurried away. As he ran, he stubbed his big toe on a stool.
"Ouchie! Ouchie!"
he cried, hopping around on one foot. Beauty ran inside to look at the beast's toe. "You need some ice for this," she said as she ran into the kitchen. She soon returned with a pack of ice and wrapped it around his toe.
"Why are you kind to me?" the beast grumbled.
Beauty just looked at him and smiled.
"I think you should always help people in need, even if they're mean," she said.
"Not me," the beast roared. "I don't help anyone. Leave here at once."
The girl finished wrapping his toe, said goodbye, and walked back into the cold woods. Soon after she left the house, the beast started feeling bad for being so mean. He asked the old clock how he could be nicer.
"Go and find the girl and bring her back to the castle," the old clock said. "It's cold outside."
The beast decided to do just that.
"I will help Beauty," the beast roared before hopping on his horse and riding into the cold, dark woods to look for her.
He found her shivering under a big tree. He jumped down, wrapped her in a blanket, and took her back to the castle. When they returned, the beast and his servants put her in front of the fire and gave her a hot cup of cocoa.
"Why did you come to get me?" Beauty asked.
The beast smiled and said,
"I felt bad for being mean to you, and I wanted to help you. I hope you can forgive."
Beauty gave him a big hug, and he hugged her back.
Just then, the forest fairy flew into the window with her wand.
"Fa, Finally, she shouted, you have proved that you can be kind, and now I will lift the spell.
She waved her wand and transformed the beast back into a prince, and the servants back into humans.
I have learned my lesson, the prince exclaimed. I will never be mean again.
Everyone jumped for joy and lived happily ever after. The end.